Hashem became angry, and therefore he had the power to curse that time. The question is it true that Bilam knew so much? Was Bilam such a smart person? We know not like that.
That
Bilam did not even outsmart his own chamor, his own donkey. Das Elyon Mihevi Yoda, did he know the Das of Hashem? My das, what was the case with animal? My das bent with chamor. We have the yoda. It's like this. Bin in the chosulei when Bilam went to Bolok. So when Bolok saw Bilam, to have a rock of a chamri, saw him riding on an old donkey. Omolei, my time alei rechifta asusia. Why don't you have a caddy? What are you doing on a donkey? Ride on a nice horse. What are you doing on a donkey? Omolei said, listen, vritiva shadilei. I left my horse off today. He has vacation. He's out in the field pasturing today. So I took my secondary one. And Miyad right away, Vatim Rosam, the Yosin opened up his mouth and said, no, I am your Chamor, don't give me this. I take you around the whole lifetime. Omalei said, listen, Latina Balma, all are you used for the extra packages I have. You just left my packages, but really I ride on the sus. That's what I ride on. Omalei, the Chamor said back, no, Asher Rachafto Alai, don't give me this. You ride on me the whole time. Omalu, so Bilam said back to him, listen, Akroi Biyama, once in a while, once in a blue moon, I write on you. Omalei, no, me oitcho v'yadiyem azeh, from the beginning until today, you only write on me and nobody else. V'lo yoyd, not only this, el ashani yoslecho rechivas v'yoyim, v'ishus balayla, don't give me this, Bilam. You write on me in daytime, and at nighttime you live with me. I'm your wife at night. Don't give me this. So, Siv Hocha says over here, ha haskein is kanti, that's what Bilam said. It was like for a bed, Anisha. Right. A haskin is kind of right. Will I be really brush means he'll get and punished now. Mishappening.
Your wife, right.
That's what Sukenis, right. So he meant that Austin said clearly, don't give me this. You're with me by day and even by night.
Yeah.
So you see the Austin outwitted Bilam. He says, so he wasn't that smart, Bilam. So what do you mean to say he knows Das Elyon? What do you mean to say is he knows Hashem's Das? Ela mai for Yodeya Das. What does it mean Yodeya Das Elyon? He knows Hashem's Das. So Yodeya Lechavenei to show that's all. He's a crook like. He just knows how to find out that one second or less than a second. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koyesbo. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and at that second or that part of the second when Hashem is angry, whoever gives a curse then, so Hashem listens to the curse. So that was the power of Bilam. Bilam knew how to be mechavin that one part of the second, and therefore his curses usually helped. Until he started off with Klal Yisrael, that Hashem did us the chesed, that he changed around his klalos to brachos. That's what the Navi says to Klal Yisrael. Ami, my nation, Zechorno, please remember, my yoyetz Bolak melech moyev, that how Bolak gave the advice to Bilam, like to curse us. Oma ono isa Bilam ben bor, min hashitim, and how did Bilam react? And really wanted to curse us, Be'ashitim Ya'gilgol, L'mandas Titkas Hashem, that we have to remember how much Titkas Hashem did to us, then acted to us. And Amri Ablaza, is Amram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem is telling us, Ami, my nation, Ru, see, Kama Titkas Asisimach, and how much righteousness I did, how nice and good I was to you. Shalai Kiyasi Aleichem Kolayse Yamim, all those days that Bilam was hoping and waiting for the one part of the second that Hashem will become angry to curse us, those days Hashem did a special chesed, he did not become angry at all. Why? Shem kasti alechem, it would have been true that Hashem would have become in kasten, lo nishtayim, yoevdi kachavim, misaneim, sho yisrael, sharu the poet. Means an opposite lashon, tagi nor. Really means, literally what it says is, there would not be left over one guy. But really it means that all the Jews would have been wiped out. If Bilam would have been mechavin, that's sure. If Hashem would have become angry then, his curse would have been mekayim and we would have been wiped out. So Hashem did chesed that those days he did not become angry at all. V'ainu dekomalei Bilam lebolak. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolak. Me'ekoi loikov akel. Like what can I curse if Hashem is not getting angry today? This day Hashem there's no zom, there's no anger. Me'ezem lezom Hashem. How could I become angry if Hashem is not anger? So it's his own power was to get that part of the second that Hashem is angry. And he's saying over those few days, there was no anger. The Kama Zoma, again, how much is this anger of Hashem? Rega, part of a second. The Kama Rega, how much is a Rega? Omer Amem, again the Gemara says, Vitema Ravina, Rega Kamemra. A Rega is the way we say it, a second. O Minolon, alright, well, soon see. The Gemara still comes out without a Cheshbin. O Minolon, the Rega Heve Rizcha. How do we know that it's only a small fraction of a second that Hashem becomes angry? The Siva says, Ki Rega Biapoi, Chayim Britsoinai. Rega Biapoi, it's only one Rega that Hashem has his anger. But Chayim Britsoinai, the rest of the time, it's a Chayim. Wait, like 1 second, until my anger goes away. Now, Amos Rotach, when does Hashem become angry? Let's try and figure out this second. So, Mel, if you want to curse somebody, you'll curse them at that second, and then the curse will happen. So, when is it? Omer Abaya Betlossi Shor Kamaisa. Throughout the first 3 hours of the day. Ki Chivra Karbalosa Tanagurla. When the beak of the chicken becomes white. So, Mari asked the question. Called Shasa v'Shasa Machvach Yubrei. The whole day it's white. So what are you telling me now? Special time when it becomes white, it's white the whole day. The answer is like this. Called Shasa the whole day is be Suraika Sumka. There's one red streak going down there. Who Shasa that one part of the second when Hashem becomes angry? Let's be Suraika. That red streak goes away from the chicken. So if you look at the chicken the 3 hours in the morning and you notice the one time that the red streak goes away, that's it. So that one was, Yeshua ben Levi have a Mitzayin Lehi Humina. Yeshua ben Levi had a bad neighbor that was bothering him. Amin, Bikroi, he was bothering him, Sukkim, he couldn't get away with him. He asked him questions on Sukkim, he was giving it to him. So, Yoy Mechada one day thought, that's it. I'm gonna find out that second, and I'm gonna curse him, and maybe he'll die then. So, Naki took a chicken, Naka Tanagaylo, the Yukme ben Karol Yasi, put it between his foot and the bed, on the footbed, the Yayin Bay, and he started to look there the whole 3 hours to let see so clearly when that red streak goes away. So he thought to himself, Kimot he shot when it comes that second, I'll tie you, I'll curse him, and then he'll die. Kimot, what happened was, Kimot he shot when it came that second, Nimnom, he fell asleep. He missed that second, pumped that 1 second, he fell asleep. His Omri said, I see from here, Yabishua Balevi said, Shemamina, from here I learn that it's not nice for a person to do this way. But rather, Rachma Lakomaisa Ksiv. Therefore, Ksiv Gamon is Sadik Loitoiv. It's not nice for Sadik to give a punishment. So he learned his lesson, it's not nice to do this. Yeah. Tony, we learned, Mishmed Rameya, Bishor Shamalachim Manichim Kisrayim. In the first, during those 3 hours in the morning, the time when the kings, the Goyisha kings, take off their crowns, brushing from the heads, or Mishtachim Lacham, and they bow down to the sun, Miyad Kais HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes angry. You were holding a dollar on the base. I'm a Rabbi Yosef. We're on 4 lines down from the big lines. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Lelitzli inish tzlusa de musafa, a person should not daven, pray. Musaf, betlosa shoy kemaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day, biyayma kama de Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah, a person should not daven musaf during the first 3 hours of the day. And when biyachit privately, what's the problem? Dilma, Kivon de Mifkud Dino, since now on Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives din, gives mishpat. So Dilma Ma'ayne Biyuvdei, Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem will look over your actions of the whole year. V'doch v'lei mitche, and if I push you away, he may find you did averus, and you'll have a judgment. So we're going now. Mashmud Hashem gives mishpat din the first 3 hours of the day. Therefore, you should not daven musaf. Mashmud, when you daven in musaf, that's when Hashem gives you your judgment. Do not do it during the first 3 hours. For the Mori Hachi is so tzibanami. Why do you only say a private person? Even a tzibur, the whole shul should be should not do it. Tamar says no. The tzibur nefisha zechusay. If the whole tzibur is davening together, there's a special zchus hatzibur. The zchus hatzibur will save them. Therefore, they could afford to daven musaf during the first 3 hours. Ihachi, if so, the yochid. If so, a yochid, when he davens shachris, why don't you say also, he should wait for shachris after the first 3 hours? You have 4 hours to daven shacharis. So maybe you should daven shacharis the fourth hour of the day. Why only Musaf? Shacharis also you should wait. Tamar says, no. Kivon yikit sibura to komatzlo loy komatcha. That for sure there's going to be other minyanim davening shacharis. That's for sure people daven shacharis early. The question about Musaf is, Musaf, you could take your time. You could daven Musaf according to the first 7 hours. We passed him the whole day, you could daven Musaf. So people on the tzibur is on the rush to daven Musaf. Therefore, to make shacharis, for sure that the tzibur davening, then it's okay. Rashi says, tzibur master shacharis b'chol mekoymes. Tfilas musafin. Herluz mana kolayoyim. Vi sichas. Shachris Sarai Yesh Mispalam Mesa Baikir Yesh Machrim. Some people wait to daven Musaf. But Mashma Shachris for sure, there's a tziba davening early. So as long as at the time when you're davening, there is a tziba davening also, that's a mila, that's a schus. And that will protect you, that will you not be thrown away. So, even though the Gemara's Mashma, Ilibaran Toysis, here we're saying, even if you're davening shacharis at home, but since there is a tzibur davening at this time, it's okay, it protects you. It only means that you're not going to be pushed away. But there's a special schus, like the Gemara Brocha says, that you have to be in shul itself. If you're at home, just you're davening the same time that Tzibur is davening, it's a mailut, it helps you somewhat, but not the real schus of tefillah b'tzibur. Of course, you should be in shul. Just for this halacha, to be afraid of Rosh Hashanah, you'll be pushed away because you're done all by yourself, that no. If there is a Tzibur davening at this time, Hashem accepts the Tzibur, he'll accept the Yachid also. Now the question is though, you're telling me he gives mishpat during the first 3 hours of the day. We learned before Va'amrit, Shalosh Rishonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Yosek B'Torah. We had before now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and learning Torah the first 3 hours of the day. So how can you tell me now he's done? We had before, he first sits down to have din the second 3 hours. First of all, answer is Epoch. Let's change it around. That the first 3 hours is din, is mishpat, is judgment. And the second 3 hours he's learning Torah. The boy said, "No, Torah says no. The other Moteb, do not change it around." And I'll tell you, Torah. It's true. He's Isaac in Torah the first 3 hours, but that's a very strong mishpat. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, today is a day of mishpat. So he judges today, but the first 3 hours is the midah of Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Isaac by Torah. That means he's learning Torah when he's giving his judgment, and by Torah, it's which you worse off, because the Chsiv Bo says emes. That's Torah says emes is the truth. There's no way for lenient, but you have to give the truth. The Chsiv says emes kono v'yaltimkor. Therefore, ein haKadosh Baruch Hu oistof ne'mashuas adin. Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot act lifnei mashuas adin extra specially nice to us, because now he's oistik in the midah of emes, the truth. You have to receive the truth. He hears the truth, and the judgment is only according to the shuras adin, not lifnim better than mashuas adin. So in Rashi says the pasuk means emes kono. Rashi says it means truth you should buy. It means to learn Torah you should spend money to learn Torah. But v'yal timkor, you should not sell it, meaning v'chinam lom racherim. You should teach other people Torah free of charge. But a person has to learn, he should even pay to learn Torah. But during the first 3 hours, when Hashem is loisik with the meat of emes with Torah, there's no lifnim mishuras adin. But at Hadin, the next 3 hours, when he's Isaac just in judgment, to like Siv Bayemeth, there does not say the word Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isaac, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. After the first 3 hours, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could act with Midas HaRachamim, he could change and overlook certain things, or act a little bit kind. Where during the first 3 hours, the Midas of Torah of Emes, that cannot take place. Right, then the Gemara says, Gufa. Goof, what we learned before, up. Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, what does the Pasuk say? Asher anoichi mitzavucho hayoim lasoisam, I commanded you today to do. So, idashin hayoim lasoisam, today you have to do the mitzvahs. When a person's in the kever, it's too late to do mitzvahs then. La'asoysam ha'yoyim la'asoysam, today to do, for lo ha'yoyim little scharim, and today you don't worry about getting rewards. Here in this world is not the place to get rewards for the mitzvahs. That will be a loss of love. Om Yavishua ben Levi, kol mitzvahs shay Yisrael oysam b'elam hazeh, every mitzvah that a Jew does in this world, boyos u'me'idus oysam b'elam habor. He comes upstairs and he says, Eidus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'elam habor. That we had before, as the Mishnah Novi says, whenever you do a mitzvah, you're kind of praklet echod. You create a special malach, a lawyer for you, and he comes upstairs and says, Eidus, that you did this mitzvah. Shinem Raposik says, Yitnu Eideyim v'yitzdoku. Let the Eidus come and say, Tzedek, justify us. Yishmo v'yermu, and Mr. Posik says, so what does this mean? Yitnu Eideyim v'yitzdoku, Eilu Yisroel. This goes on Klai Yisroel, that their Eidus, the mitzvahs, will come upstairs and justify them. Yishmo v'yomru emes, who's going to hear and say the truth? Elu v'adu kachavim, that the goyim lost a love, they'll also admit that the Jews are right, and emes, that they did mitzvahs, they deserve reward. From Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol mitzvahs sheyisrael oysom v'yolam hazeh, any mitzvah we do in this world, boyos v'torfos oysom l'yodu kachavim. Same shot. The malach, the lawyer that you created, is going to go upstairs, lost a love, and he's going to like wipe the face with the goyim. He's like, the goyim are going to be jealous of us. For tofers, they'll like throw them in front of the goyim. Al-Yolam Abba. Al-Pinayim, on their faces. Shenem, the Pasuk says, O-Shemartem, the Pasuk in Devarim. O-Shemartem, you should watch, Vasisem and do, Kihi Chochmaschem. The terror is our Chochma, wisdom, O-Binaschem, understanding, Li'ene Yamim, in the eyes of the nations. So, Negra Amim L'Nemer doesn't say against the nations, but Ela Li'ene Yamim, in the eyes of the Amim. What does it mean to say in their eyes? Where are we going to come in their eyes? Malamed, this pasuk comes to teach us, Sheboyos v'torfois l'yerti kuchavim al pinei l'olam haba, that in l'olam haba, where the real judgment will come, that our mitzvahs that we do will come and wave in front of their eyes. They have to say, and like we said before, they'll say emes. They'll admit that we deserve to have reward because we did listen to the mitzvahs. From Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo also Yisrael as a ego and a lita and tischa and teir lebali tshuva. That means really, Klai Yisrael should have not done the chet egel. They just came out of Mitzrayim. They were big madregas. Really, they were strong enough. Rashi says to hold back the Yetzirah. They shouldn't have listened to make the egel. Why did the Yetzirah overrule them? It was min hashemayim that they should do a chet now and that they should come and do tshuva. And people should learn out that you could be about tshuva. That even though you do chatoyim, and even though the Hotziba does chatoyim, you're not lost. You can still repent. Shinem the Pasuk says, "Miyitein v'hoyu levavam zelhem liyir oisi kol hayamim." Like Hashem is saying about Klai Yisrael, that their lave, their heart, fears me the whole day. So if there is such a madrega to have fear of Hashem, Rashi says, "Miyitein v'hoyu levavam zeh besina nemar alma giborim." They were great people, they had fear of Hashem. Since so, how come they let themselves go into the Chet Hegel? It was Gzeirah Min HaShemayim, in order that people should learn out, you could do tshuva. And the same thing we'll soon see, behind the Yom Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Loi David, Royal Yosem Aysa. Really, David HaMelech shouldn't have done the Chet with Ba'asheva. Even though what Agmorah says in Shabbos, it wasn't the Chet, whatever it was, it didn't look nice. Really, David HaMelech shouldn't have done that. And he says, V'lo Yisrael ruin liyosamaisa. And Klai Yisrael was not fit to really do the chet egel. That means to say, Loi David ruin liyosamaisa. The Chassidus says, by David HaMelech, the libi chola bekirbi. That my heart, Rashi says, libi chola means empty. What do you mean it's empty? Yetzora chola bekirbi. The Yetzora is empty in me. V'yein lo koyach lishloit bekirbi. The Yetzora has no power over me. David HaMelech is saying clearly, I have complete power over the Yetzora. That's called a tzaddik, by the way. A tzaddik means somebody that could rule over his Yetzirah. That's a tzaddik. So David is saying, V'libi cholal kirbi, I complete control over my Yetzirah. And therefore wasn't fit really that he should do the chet of Ba'asheva, he should have controlled himself. And V'lo Yisrael ruin liyosem aisa. Klai Yisrael really by the chet tegel should have held himself back. Just here the pasuk says, Miyitein voy levovim zelhem liyir oisi kol hayamim. That Klai Yisrael had the tremendous madrega of Yira. They had fear inside them. Ella lama also. The question is, why did the Jews do the chet ego? And why did David HaMelech do the chet
of Bathsheba, Loimelech comes to teach us, to tell us, Shimcha.